Welcome to the Clover Food Lab Burns Dinner. I am your poet for the evening, Jennifer Funk, and I am honored to be with you in spirit, if not in body, on this 25th of January. Though I suppose you picked up your food the day before, but here we are. Robert Burns would have been 263 this 25th of January. And I like to imagine that even amidst a pandemic and winter and the general terror and malaise of our current atmosphere, even he would have found a way to raise a ruckus and a toast. Though I imagine many of us are weary of all things virtual, through the distance, I wish each of you what warmth and grace and comfort can be found in this dark season. Foolish though it might be, there is, really and for truly, more light every day, even if only on the literal horizon. To welcome you into this rich and glorious meal, and a tradition that I am very fond of, let us begin with grace. The Selkirk Grace is a Scottish prayer commonly attributed to, but not for certain by, Robert Burns. It was known for 80 to 100 years before being linked to Burns, but it came by its name as it's thought to have been recited by Burns at a dinner hosted by the Earl of Selkirk in 1794. And by way of warning, I am your poet of the evening, but I am not in any way a native Scot. So preemptive apologies for some necessary and creative liberties with the Scottish dialect. I appreciate your patience. No, it is not for lack of interest and desire and affection for this tongue. The Selkirk Grace. Some ha meat and canna eat, and some wad eat that'll want it. But we ha meat and we can eat, sae let the Lord be thankit.